This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon and welcome to Live and Learn on The Bigger Picture. I'm Chua Antik. In 1980, the average Malaysian produced 0.5 kilogram of rubbish per day. In 2009, this figure escalated to 1.3 kilogram per day, an increase of more than 100%. On a macro perspective, this is especially worrying as our government projected that we will produce 33,000 tons of waste per day in the year 2020, but we already exceeded that target in 2013, 7 years ahead of schedule. As more people move to the cities, rapid urbanization will make the issue of waste management all the more pressing. Joining me on the phone from Japan's Teikyo University to talk about how we can better manage our solid waste is Associate Professor Dr. Kohei Watanabe. Dr. Kohei recently completed a project assessing the risks and challenges of urbanization with a focus on solid waste management issues. Dr. Kohei, what prompted this project on waste management?
Well, I spent a year in UKM as a visiting researcher doing research on waste and as an API fellow, and there's an opportunity to organize a kind of post-fellowship activity. And I asked around my API fellow colleagues and if any of them were interested in waste management, and I managed to get a group of researchers, and that's how it started.
Why were the four countries of Malaysia, Indonesia, Japan, and the Philippines chosen as places where you wanted to study waste management practices?
A member of the research group came from, actually, Japan, Philippines, Indonesia, and Malaysia. So that's why we've chosen those countries. Malaysia is of interest to me because it's one of the most developed countries within Southeast Asia. In the earlier stages of development, it's more important to arrange for the disposal part of waste management. But as society develops, you need to look at the 3 R's, you know, reduce, reuse, and recycling. I think it was good to have all these four countries in different stages of development.
But we are not so good with recycling, as you wrote in the paper. Almost 20 years after launching our first recycling campaign, the rate of recycling in Malaysia is only at about 10% in 2014. Why do you think the rate is so low?
When the economic status development is at an earlier stage, the wages are low, and in comparison, the prices of recovered resources are high. So, you know, recycling will happen, how to say, naturally. You know, it makes sense for people to pick all these cans and paper for recycling. But as wages go up, you know, you can earn more from doing other things. Recycling will decline, and you need some kind of a system to sustain the recycling system. And
does it always come back to economics?
Recycling basically runs on an economic basis. It's an economic activity. But in the beginning stage of recycling, you know, if items were sorted, it will make it much easier for the latter stages of recycling. So people can cooperate that way. And if that is in place, I think, yeah, recycling can be economically feasible. Without people's cooperation to sorting, it too wouldn't be feasible in current Malaysia, I would say.
You also wrote in the paper that in Japan, something as big as the war on waste was needed to get everyone on board in 1971 to think about waste in a serious manner. Is a crisis of a similar proportion needed? Because I think everyone in Malaysia is still relatively comfortable. There are a lot of space left in our landfills, so to not think of it as a pressing matter. Do you think a crisis is needed to get everyone focused on this issue?
Yeah, well, that's how it went in Japan. And looking at how changes happen, we need some kind of trigger, and also like leadership and also the social capability of implementing the change. But as a trigger, crises have worked.
I was wondering as well, what did you think of how we manage waste? The primary mode of how we do it, how we dispose of it, is through landfills, and is that a sustainable solution?
Well, landfill is always needed, I would say. Even if you try to recycle, there will be some residues which cannot be avoided or recycled.
What happens when the landfill is full?
Well, the easiest solution is to build another one. But in some cases, if you know that there's quite a lot of recyclable resources in the landfill, you can go for landfill mining, extract what's recyclable that will extend the life of the landfill. But yeah, it all depends on what is in the landfill and how. Yeah.
Leaving aside the issue of politics, is it just as easy as just building another landfill?
I suppose so. The newer sanitary landfill, if it's managed well, it doesn't give a very big impact to the environment. It's only that, you need the land. Urbanization is going on and we are all destroying the forests. So it's not only the landfill which is causing the problems, I would say.
Another way that we can go about it is through incineration. And incinerator plants are very controversial in Malaysia. And I was wondering if you could help us summarize, how did Japan get over its initial political hurdle over building incinerator plants?
In Japan, I think the most important factor was that basically agreed that the waste should be treated within the boundaries of the local authority in which the waste was generated. In cities like Tokyo, you don't have the space for big landfills, so they are kind of forced to incinerate. People feel that they have to accept it because that's their own waste there. If it's waste from far away, then people are hesitant to accept.
You alluded to the fact that a lot of the effort around recycling relies heavily on the economics around it. And from reading the report that you made after this project, it seems like there is a potentially lucrative but untapped informal economy around waste management. There are scavengers, people taking in pre-owned furnitures, for example, and refurbishing them to be sold on the secondary market. Is this the way forward? Is there a big potential to be explored here?
Yeah, I think so. Recycling, reuse is not only what the authorities should be doing. We need the power of private entrepreneurs. So when waste is involved, you have a concern that the waste might not be treated properly. So some kind of maybe a licensing system might be needed. But by all means, the private sector needs to be involved in recycling.
You think it should be more regulated, this space?
Well, yeah, to promote private sector recycling, I think, there might be a need of licensing or something of regulation of that kind.
When you were in Malaysia, you visited a few of these organizations which recycle and sell what they can salvage to be sold on as a means to make an extra income. What are some of the other waste management challenges you see in Malaysia?
In most of the countries, waste management is dealt by local authorities. But in Malaysia, local authorities are not much involved compared to other countries. It's more central government kind of led system.
And nowhere else in the world has this kind of practice?
I haven't checked the whole world, but the general tendency is that the local authorities are in charge. So in the Malaysian system, I suppose a system to kind of reflect the local needs and efforts into waste management would be useful. I think it's difficult or not so practical to have a single system throughout the country because, you have rural areas, urban areas, rich areas, poor areas. So, system needs to be suitable to these socioeconomic conditions.
I'm speaking today to Dr. Kohei Watanabe, Associate Professor at Teikyo University, and we're talking about solid waste management. Up next, I'll ask him whether we have gotten better at waste management globally. BFM 89.9. Good afternoon. Welcome to Live and Learn. I'm Chuan Tik. On the show today, we have Dr. Kohei Watanabe, Associate Professor at Japan's Teikyo University, and we're talking about solid waste management. On a broader level, you wrote that waste management is not just an issue of technology or finance. Could you elaborate on what you meant by that?
This 3R principle says reduction, reuse, and recycle is important. And for that to happen, the consumers needs to think about what they're consuming, buying, and throwing away. They have something that they don't need, then think about reusing, giving it to somebody else, or recycling before directing it to the landfill. So such things are, I'd say, not technology, I would say. Well, the technology might be involved, but public awareness and such things are quite important.
So globally, as a human race, have we gotten better at waste management? In other words, has the cost of managing waste gone down over the years?
Well, the cost of waste management is going up all the time. Because the amount of waste is increasing in many places. You need to, minimize the environmental effect compared to even before, and also we are using more and more different things. Probably 20 years ago we weren't using much plastics, but these days it's all plastics, which don't decompose. We need to kind of treat it properly. We use a lot of metals, and some of them, like heavy metals, are toxic, and as we use many things for convenient life, waste management becomes more and more difficult because of the amount and the character of the waste.
Is that a worrying trend?
In some sense, maybe, yes. Marketing efforts sometimes trying to make people buy things which might not exactly needed, through these advertisements and stuff, people may, are kind of encouraged to throw away something that's still good to use, but they're made to believe that new ones are better. And
You also alluded to the fact that we have that plastic is a problem. Do we have an issue with plastic in Malaysia or Southeast Asia?
Well, plastic is a very useful material, but if you look at, especially Europe, people are using more recyclable materials like glass or metal. That's much easier to recycle. And if you look at the way, the composition of waste, Malaysia has much more plastics in waste compared to European countries or even Japan. So, it shows that, we are using or wasting a lot of plastics.
So having completed this project, what you study waste management a lot, what's the best system that you've come across, or what's your biggest takeaway from this experience?
From this experience, we've seen, many people making efforts on how to reduce, reuse, recycle waste, and also how to treat the waste properly. Putting that in our report and trying to, transfer such good practice to other countries would be, hope through that that we could contribute to, alleviating the waste issue.
As a final message, perhaps you can tell us one thing that everyone can do, everyone listening right now who can do to immediately contribute to better waste management.
Think before you buy and think before you throw. Is that, you know, do you really need that? You know, if anything could be reused or recycled before throwing things away, I think, yeah.
Dr. Coy, thank you very much for taking the time to speak with us.
Yeah, thank you.
I've been speaking to Dr. Kohei Watanabe, Associate Professor at Teikyo University, and we've been talking about solid waste management, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.